To many, fall is the beginning of football season. To some others, it may mean the start of soccer. And to even fewer, it is the time to play rugby. Ellen Wise prepared this report.
Come on, you got 20 minutes till game time!
I went out to my first practice, and I didn't know what was going on. First of all the terms are different, and you've got terms like loose head prop, hooker, tight head prop. Those are names of positions.
Kathy Long stayed around the field that day to see just what the game of rugby was all about. Today, she's president of the Washington Furies Rugby Club. Rugby came across the Atlantic late last century, but it's still not a very well-known sport in this country. Most people think it's a brutal game. Lots of hard hitting, little padding, sort of a free-for-all wrestling match among a bunch of off-season football players. So when the Washington Furies take the field, a passerby might be startled. The players are all women. Lawyers, doctors, students, and mothers who are serious about their game, practicing two evenings a week and traveling on weekends to matches. Most of the women never played rugby before joining the Furies. Now they play for the exercise and for the fun of being on a team. On a soccer-sized field, two teams of 15 try to get the ball across the opponent's goal. It's a grueling sport. There are two 40-minute halves with no timeouts, except for injuries. Now, in rugby, the only way to get the ball down the field is to kick or run with it. You can pass the ball, just not forward. Women and men ruggers play by the same rules, but there's a difference in the style of play.
I think women's rugby is more the British rugby in the terms that it is more technical and more finesse-oriented rather than more brute strength and, you know, knock-em-dead football-oriented.
In rugby, I think there are a lot more skills involved in rugby.
Sarah Resnick, a government lawyer, has been with the Furies for 3 years. She plays loosehead prop. That's a forward position.
Any single rugby player, I think, has to have more skills than any single football player does.
What's the most important skill to have?
The most important thing about rugby is being in shape and stamina. You can't play a rugby game if you're not in shape. You'll die halfway through the game because it's so much running, and you have to have the concentration to know where you're supposed to be.
Rugby is a game of skill, but it is unavoidably a game of contact, and that may be the greatest hurdle for the women who play. Finesse aside, a tackle is a tackle, and in the course of a rugby match, a player is going to be knocked, pushed, and hit by an opponent, and will have to knock, push, and hit back.
I think that it is harder for women in general because they're taught that they should not be physically aggressive when they're growing up. Boys, you know, grow up roughhousing and wrestling and, you know, playing tackle football in the side yard. But once you get the hang of it, in the heat of the game, it just becomes part of the movement. And you don't have to think, oh my gosh, I'm going to hit somebody hard. You know you have to hit them hard if you want to get the ball out of their hands. Rugby gets billed as a very violent sport, and, you know, if you tell somebody you play rugby, how many kneecap taps do you break on Saturday, that kind of thing. It's really not. It's a lot more graceful than that. But from my own experience, I think that women have much less injuries. I think that one of the reasons might be that they are not quite as aggressive. You know, they do hold back a little bit because they just haven't been conditioned. I think another reason, and men are taught that it's okay for them to lose their tempers. Women are sort of taught that they have to keep their tempers. A lot of injuries, like broken noses, happen in men's games because somebody gets pissed off and takes a swing at somebody else.
You guys look terrific in the malls getting the ball out to me. It's generally coming out clean, and you guys are doing great in the scrum downs. Lois, your hooking is excellent. It's going really well.
Play begins with the scrum. A mass of players from opposing sides pushing against each other trying to win possession of the ball, which must be hooked, kicked backwards out of the crowd to the free players. Same for a ruck. That's when the ball is on the ground and opposing players are nearby. And in a maul, two opposing players hold the ball while teammates swarm around them and try and strip or pass the ball back out and free. All in all, it is very much a team sport. There's no such thing as a star on a rugby field. All 15 players have to work together. And for most of the women on the Furies, that's the best thing about the sport. Still, these players are used to receiving mixed reactions.
Some people think it's really great and, you know, would love to come see a game. Some people, I think that it's pretty strange. They've never seen women play rugby, and they're not quite, some of them never seen a rugby game. And again, it's that idea, rugby's a really violent sport. You play rugby, you must be a real bruiser, you know, outside of the office. But mostly people are pretty accepting of it. They just look at you funny.
Sarah Resnick of the Washington Furies Women's Rugby Club. So far this season, the Furies are 8-1. For National Public Radio, I'm Ellen Weiss.